to that those described in Oschas who are not engaged in tshuva, who find themselves unaware of the need for tshuva. By contrast, v'hinei anoshim tzadikim v'yishon b'livosam she'ogol lohem kalav v'yitomid v'machshavosam. It's like a lion roaring constantly in their thoughts. And then either v'yinachamu or v'yinohamu al chato'ehem kenaham asyam. And it's like the, again, like the roaring of the ocean waves is the way they are regretting their sins. V'alash she'kotzu kotzu yoda me'avodas Hashem. So the simple pshat in what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying here is that religiously sensitive people are engaged in tshuva on, there are two foci for their tshuva. There are acts of commission, right? Things that we do that we shouldn't have done. And then there's sort of acts of omission. There's not doing what we should do. There's not using our time well, not being properly focused and prioritizing correctly. And so on the one hand, there are chatoim, rachman litzlan, that need to be addressed in our tshuva. And on the other hand, there's the lack of our lack, b'kum v'aseh, of not having engaged in avodas Hashem to the healthy degree that was possible. L'chora, the Rabbeinu Yonah's kavana, though, runs deeper than that. Chazal also say that, have a famous comment, that Halavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyocha says, Halavai, Osi Ozavu, V'torasi shamaru, shahamo'u shabahem, machzirim lemutav. Which, while not parallel to the Maimon Chazal that Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, perhaps does suggest a havana in this Maimon Chazal. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were ready to mivato on the Averus Chamurus, the Gilei Arayas and Shvichos Damim, but not on Bittul Torah? And if a Rotzeach has a morning Seder, so that's acceptable, and if anything, why isn't his Torah a to'eva? So l'chora, there are two different types of, again, speaking very broadly in very general terms, there are two different types of situations. You can have a person who, rachmana litzlan, is poregol, but he continues to learn Torah because he finds it intellectually engaging. You know, the image of the, I think it was the first generation maskilim, who, some of whom with real brazenness, were poregol. So the depiction was that they would sit on Shabbos with a gemara, smoking a cigar, and that was their onek Shabbos. So obviously, that's not what Chazal are talking about. The Torah Talmud Torah in a context of prikas ol is not only a mitzvah but is worse because it's a distortion of Talmud Torah. But then, this Talmud Torah, which is present, I mean, we're all, right, each one of us to his own degree, right, to varying degrees, so we're all flawed, and we all have inconsistencies. Again, each one of us, ba'asher husham. It's not chas v'shalom a prikas ol. It's again, it's inconsistencies, flaws, weaknesses. Torah is when such a person learns, it's not an intellectual exercise, no, because he feels an ol malchus shamayim. Again, albeit the implementation of such is inconsistent, albeit flawed, albeit with weaknesses, none of which we should for a moment be complacent about. But that person's Talmud Torah happens in a context. It comes from a source of, and it happens within a context of Kabbalah's all. When a person learns Torah in that correct context, so the Torah itself is mashpia on the person. The mor sheba is machshir lemutav. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that ultimately, the most insidious chait, ultimately, the most insidious chait is when is bittul Torah. Because when there's bittul Torah, so then there's no corrective measure. That there's no all the potential of exposing ourselves to the mor shabo lachzirenu lemutav is squandered, and that's why on a certain level that chait is the most in insidious, because Talmud Torah is not only one of the Tariq mitzvahs, but Talmud Torah can influence, inspire a person to kiyum kol mitzvos. Whatever the phrase Gadol Talmud Hamevili Dei Maaseh, whatever it means narrowly within context, within the context of the Gemara in Kiddushin, out of context, it has a much broader meaning as well. And that's the inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't mevata on bittul Torah, and yitachin that's what Rabbeinu Yonah, maybe that's his kavan in the previous sentence, it runs deeper when he says that v'yinochamu or v'yinom al chataim kenam asayam v'al shekotzer kotzer yodam ma'avodas Hashem, that they realize that the averus, it's not simply that we have two demerits or two areas of demerit. No, they realize that the kotzer yada me'avodas Hashem is why the first one happened. They realize that the repercussions and the fallout from the omission is what leads to the commission, and maybe that's his kavana. Okay, we're going to stop here for now, and B'nai Hashem, we'll resume at 11:30. Okay, Rabbi, have a good productive morning. Be well. Be safe. Kol tov.